Oregon at Utah. That's at Rice-Eccles. Does Utah ever play an away game?
I feel like every week we're saying Rice-Eccles Stadium.
I know. Who is Rice-Eccles?
We still need to find that. Let's get him on the show if he's still with us.
Let's get Rice. Is it one person?
I don't know. If we do a live show, I'm going to throw rice at him like it's a wedding.
Cooked or uncooked?
Uncooked. It hurts more.
Welcome back to WST Sports, your home for West Coast sports and 5-Minute Life Guides. I'm your host for this week's segment, since I am in the league, Big Ben.
Host for now, in the lead for now.
In the lead for now. This is insurmountable at this point. Do you want to just quickly update the listeners where we're at on our Pac-12 picks?
Big Ben 38, K-Win 29. I'm down 9.
You're down 9.
But you know what?
That's insurmountable. We only got 5 picks this week.
And like, we focused on the good here. And last week, it was a moral victory for me because I got 5 out of 7 right.
You did.
I haven't had 5 right since week 3. I'm back.
Wow. Put it on the fridge. Put it out right now and go put it on the fridge. Let's talk about quickly. Let's talk about the national implications, the games that are going on. As we know, the Cougs are the only team in the college football playoff race, currently sitting at 8. Across the country, we have some games that could affect standings. We have Ohio State, Michigan. That's in East Lansing. It's a big game in the Big Ten. Ohio State at 8-1, 5-1 in the Big Ten. It'd be a huge help to the Cougs if Michigan State can pull that out. Somewhat of an upset this late in the season. Mississippi State's at Alabama.
Roll Tide
there. I don't know if that helps us at all. If Mississippi State wins Alabama, I don't think they give up that 1 or 2 seed regardless moving forward. Rutgers, who's 1-8, 0-6 in Big Ten, that'd be the biggest upset of all time or up to date of this season with Michigan coming into town. Probably the one – actually, there's Auburn at Georgia as well. Auburn's sitting at 24.
Don't forget number 2 Clemson at number 17 BC, Boston College. You know what? At Santa Clara, we always say Boston College was our sister school, our Jesuit brethren on the East Coast.
Wow. I'm sure they don't say the same thing out there.
I'm pulling for BC. I'm sure they do say the same thing.
Are they the Golden Eagles or just the Eagles?
Golden Eagles.
They are. Okay.
Yeah. If they lose this weekend, they'll be the losing Eagles.
The flightless Eagles. The other one is Willie Taggart's 4-5 Florida State team headed into South Bend to play Notre Dame, who's sitting at 3, very solid at 9-0. The one thing to note there is Notre Dame lost their starting quarterback last week, so a fresh new face under center here this week. That's one game I'm going to be watching. That's it's on NBC 4:30. That's after the Cougs play. So hopefully the Cougs come out with a win. We'll get into that later. And Notre Dame sputters.
Notre Dame will be an interesting team to watch the next couple weeks. So they got Florida State this week. Next week, they've got Syracuse. And then they travel to LA to take on my Trojans.
Dun, da-da-dun, dun, dun, da-dun.
There could be some slippage. I think if Notre Dame falls, Cougs could gain. A lot will be riding on Notre Dame.
That's the interesting part about teams with independent schedules. It seems like, well, they can go in and play whomever, right? They generally have their locks for Notre Dame. They're going to play Stanford. They're going to play USC. I think they play BYU pretty consistently. But yeah, it's not going to get any easier after Florida State for Notre Dame, that's for sure. Syracuse is a sneaky team as well. So that,
no, I think they're what, mid-teens ranked, 13, 14, somewhere around there?
The only question, though, similar to last week, is LSU lost, but yet they're still in front of the Cougs in terms of the college football playoff.
That's how much weight they're giving to Bama, and LSU got killed.
I know. I mean, Bama could beat probably a handful of teams in the NFL right now. And so you're right. If the one thing we do need to have happen, I mean, you got to look at strength of schedule and things like that. You need probably one of these, and I don't know if you necessarily designate Florida State or Syracuse or USC as, you know, a great team, but in a sense, we need one of those teams, obviously, pull off an upset for the Cougs to be. We need the waters to be muddied, you know, in front of us. So LSU, another loss would help, obviously. Georgia going down and getting to two losses in the SEC. I don't know if you put a two-loss SEC team in front of the Cougs. Again, a long way to go, 3 weeks left in the regular season, and then you have the Pac-12 championship, and we'll see how that plays out.
But you know what we really need? We need a Heisman Trophy.
How do we get one?
I just read Tim Brown, winner of the Heisman Trophy at Notre Dame. His Heisman Trophy is going up for auction November 19th. How do we get in?
How do we get in? Is this an eBay auction? Is this, do you, I'm really good at those.
No.
Give me a paddle in there.
So if we win it, will we split the trophy? Like I get it for 6 months, you get it for 6 months?
We split the trophy. I think we make the nameplate on the front interchangeable. So you have me, or I have myself, so Big Ben, Heisman Trophy winner, and we keep the same year as Tim Brown. That's somewhat credible, yeah. I think. And then we swap every 6 months.
And I get to go to the Heisman house for commercials.
That's, yeah, does it? You're in those commercials with Tebow and Doug Flutie. Okay, who's this guy? Oh, I'm look at my trophy.
Get a vote? I'm going to New York. Like, I'm the 2018 Heisman winner. It's right here.
Yeah, you're presenting the next Heisman. Now presenting this year's
hey,
Heisman.
Hey, winning Big Ben.
Auction, Tim Brown auction trophy winner. The Heisman this year, he's not sitting here, is Khalil Tate. My prediction was right.
You still might be right with Khalil Tate. He might just be a year off. He's getting healthy. He's playing better. Full year?
He is.
Ankle right? Khalil's in there for Heisman.
All right, let's get in the Pac-12 schedule for this week. Good segue there, Kay Wynn. Let's go top to bottom here, starting with the early game. You got UCLA at Arizona State. You want to get into that one?
Well, Bruins travel out to Tempe. And I'm thinking it's State. It's going to be a monster game from N'Keal Harry. Three straight games with touchdowns. Bruins won't be able to stop them. Sun Devils win.
I think the headline around Arizona State is, you know, it's going to be a fight. There's a 1 in 75,000 chance at this point in time that the South ends up in a six-way tie. That's the definition of mediocrity. Those teams are beating up on each other. N'Keal Harry apparently is a first-round pick lock on most big boards if he comes 6'4 out.
6'4 receiver from Chandler.
Yeah, Big Herm with a big win last week against Utah. I think Herm, you have to take this first year, his transition as a success. And I say that only in comparison to the coach that's going to be across the sidelines from him, and that's Chip Kelly. I think both of them coming in had programs have high hopes for their new coaches. Obviously, both tenured, both have NFL experience. But I think Chip obviously hasn't delivered the way that Herm has with the talent around
him. Are you going Sun Devils or Bruins?
I'm going Devils. Forks up, I think is what they say, right?
They say pitchfork them.
I don't think that's true at all.
Well, now they do. Pitchfork them.
Oregon at Utah. That's at Rice-Eccles. Does Utah ever play an away game?
I feel like every week we're saying Rice-Eccles Stadium.
I know. Who is Rice-Eccles?
We still need to find that. Let's get him on the show if he's still with us.
Let's get Rice. Is it one person?
I don't know. If we do a live show, I'm going to throw rice at him like it's a wedding.
Cooked or uncooked?
Uncooked. It hurts more. It stings.
What about sushi rice you can make into a snowball?
Just throw a nigiri roll at him.
Or Oregon at Utah. Utah coming off that loss at Arizona State. Oregon beating, I believe they took down UCLA last week. Herbert, you know, one last chance, a couple more games before he's out. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they focus on getting him big numbers going into the draft. Anytime I think a program at this point in the season is looking at future recruiting, who can I get from a quarterback? If I got a potential, you know, top 10 quarterback, that's attractive to recruits moving forward. I got Utah in a shootout, 35-28. taking down the
Wow. Dogs. That's where you're wrong, my friend. That's where you didn't do your research. You're sleeping on my Ducks. Utah's got too many injuries. Zach Moss, their star running back, was ready to break the single season rushing record, Utah, is out. He hurt his knee.
Really? What is the single season? He wasn't even like the top.
He's got over 1,000 yards and 11 touchdowns. They run to him or they give it to Hundley, who's also out. Their top two offensive weapons are out.
I rescind my pick.
No, we're not re-recording it. This is final. Ben's got Utah. I'm going Ducks.
Wow. Okay, you might pick up a game there. You only got eight more to go to even come close. Oregon State at Stanford. Why don't you give us a little breakdown? This is a snooze.
I wish you could take a look at my notes right now because this game is blank. I've done no research. I don't have to do research. Stanford Cardinal, win big.
There's going to be more books read in the stands during the duration of the game than there will be touchdowns on the field. That is my prediction. Oregon State is Jonathan Smith has them playing decent. They got some bright spots in the backfield with a freshman running back, I believe, in Jamar Jefferson, but still a snoozer. Probably a game that's going to be like 17-13. Stanford wins. Who cares? Let's go on to the next game. Cal at USC, Interstate. Somewhat of a rivalry, you could say. Different programs, North versus...
Rivalry for Cal, not a rivalry for USC.
Right. Cal looked... Let me talk a little bit about the game last week against WSU. It was... WSU did everything they could to keep Cal in that game. But when you look at the personnel, and when I say personnel, it's coaching personnel at Cal, it's intriguing. They have a lot of good pieces at the offensive, defensive coordinator, the head coach...
Justin Wilcox in his second year.
Yeah.
He's got the program going in the right way.
Former UW coach. He was well-received here. Great recruiter. If they go down to USC, I could see that swing some recruits potentially their way. It's not as though they battle for him every day, but I think California is up and coming where USC's descending.
Them fighting lords.
It is. I'm not a fan of USC. Ever since we sat... 2 feet from their sideline down at U of A. Yeah, their fans are annoying. It didn't seem like, again, getting into the discipline and just overall, it seemed like every guy was out there for himself.
Helton just took over the offense. He's righted the ship. Trojans win the South. Trojans win this game. I'm cutting you off. Fight on.
No, Bears. I got the Bears. I hope Wilcox throttles Helton. And he just takes him. He takes him home in a rickshaw. Throws him in his house, and he no longer has a job. The Helton era is over.
I'm not going to argue that, but he's going to win this game.
All right. Marquee Bull game.
Prediction, Helton will be on the show doing picks with us come bowl season.
Let's get an email in early. Cue up that email to him. Hey, Clay, just saw you lost your job. Will you want to rebound?
Reach out to his PR assistant. Hey, I know this is early, but you're trending downward. Can we get him on the show?
We got a spot for you in our broadcast. Washington State at Colorado. This is the only team in the top 25.
That is day. Playing this week. UW's top 24. UW's there.
I forgot about that. UW gets a week off. Washington State at Colorado. Folsom Field, you always have to take account. It's the travel, obviously. I don't think there's a direct flight. It's probably three legs for the Cougs. Tough time getting to Boulder. It's always a drive from Denver. You got the weather, obviously, the air.
Elevation sensation.
Air. But Minshaw could just throw bombs at this point. You know what's odd to me? I have to bring this up. Minshaw, at this point, is a passing leader. He's right behind a fellow prospect in the Pac-12 who they're talking
about. He's got 27 touchdowns.
I know. You look at that, right? And wouldn't you think that, he'd be at least in mention? I don't think – here's the issue. Between who are the two big proponents or the big boards, McShay and Kuiper? Yeah. They don't stay up. They don't watch WSU. No. I don't think they realize how good Minjai is. And if you
they
look
don't
at
have ESPN track, either.
They're direct TV customers. They don't get the Pac-12 network. But Minshaw is, you talk to everyone around the program, he's the smartest quarterback since, you know, to come out of that program. Some say since Drew Bledsoe. He's only had 1 year, so short track record. But I think he's got to get some looks from the NFL. If Jeff Toole, you know, who is a Coug quarterback, put up some big numbers, is getting looks. I think Minshaw needs to get some looks going into the draft. And this is the week where he puts up big numbers and solidifies himself as a potential fringe or quarterback in the NFL. I got the Cougs rolling 42-21.
I got the Cougs winning as well. Cougs opened up at Wyoming. They're used to the elevation. They're going to keep this party train rolling. They want to see Kay win in Big Ben in a BCS bowl. Cougs win big.
We had to get through. So there's obviously after the Cougs play this week, I think we got Arizona. And then it's the Big Apple Cup game. And that's going to be huge, obviously, looking forward to that. If the Cougs, and what I think is going to play out is UW's going to win out as well, and we're going to go to the Apple Cup with that game again, determining who the North champion
and then is. I'm flying up to Seattle. I'm celebrating Grove's birthday. Grove's burger.
Yeah.
Grove's birthday.
We'll make some burgers so you can celebrate his burger, too. We'll stick a candle in his burger and you can wish him happy birthday.
Perfect. Birthday burger for Grover.
Birthday burger for Barn Grover. No, you're more than welcome to come up. We're doing a little viewing party. We'll be watching the Tiger Woods Mickelson showdown earlier in the day. And then we got the big Pac-12 game. Should be fun. I might pull out the Super Coronas for that one. Get that party started. But WSU at Colorado, the biggest game on the docket. That's a 12:30 game. It's early. Hopefully the Cougs are up and ready for that one. It is on ESPN, which is great.
The normal ESPN, not ESPN8.
Well, you got to watch ESPN too. So for people that are, you know, midday on a Saturday is the most conducive to sit in front of the TV, right? You got to go out and do
things. Where are you going
to
watch the Cougs game?
So we have monthly birthdays at my aunt's. They never celebrate mine, but we have an extended family. They'll be like, oh, it's Maddie's.
At first I thought you meant like your aunt has like a half birthday, a quarter birthday.
We're not that extensive, but it's everyone arrives, hugs, kind of plays outside. And, you know, then we all retire to the couch to watch something. And this week it's the Cougs game. And I might roll in with a pony keg.
And a handle of Tito's. Pony keg. Let's get this birthday started.
And a funnel.
I'll come up with a birthday burger.
Give them the real feel of Pullman. A birthday burger would be perfect. I think the birthday person is actually vegan, so I don't know how well that'd go over. But yeah, that's where I'm watching the game. What about you? Are you going to be at T12?
I got a little volleyball in the morning, so I'll be wrapped up by the time the Cougs kick off, and I'll probably just watch it at home.
Wow. Yeah. Make up a better story.
I know. I got to get focused. I don't need distractions when my Cougs are on.
Exactly. All right. So let's wrap this up. Again, could you remind the listeners what the picks are?
Yes.
I forgot.
Arizona State. Both of us have A-State. Both of us have Washington State. I have Oregon. You took the limping Utes. We both have Stanford. You have Cal. K-Win has USC. I'm going to make up.
Wow.
Two picks this week. Two picks.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. All right. Coming up, the basketball season is tipped off, obviously.
Yeah.
I think there's, you know what's funny? It'd be interesting to look at going into the season, how many Pac-10 or 12 teams were ranked in football. I think we almost have the same. I think we have UW at like 25, Oregon's in the top 20. Yeah.
UCLA.
Arizona somewhere, UCLA. It's going to be an exciting season for the Pac-12. I'm looking forward to that. You'll actually be able to take over some of these podcasts where you're not just some ancillary guy looking up notes.
I'll have my Heisman Trophy by then.
We should do a GoFundMe where all the listeners.
Yeah, we need at least put in one bid. I mean, it could be for $5, but let's at least, you know, put our name in that.
How high do we go?
You got to be in it to win it.
Actually, yeah. How high do we go?
I mean, for a Heisman Trophy, I'm willing to drop a gur.
Wow. What's a gur?
$1,000
$1,000 You think a Heisman Trophy is only going to go for $1,000
Well, I thought you were going to put in $15,000
Hey, could I get some $50K out of my early 401k retirement? Sir, what's it for? A very much depreciating asset, Tim Brown's Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, I'm going to use 2 weeks of vacation. Kyle, where are you going? No, I just need to get paid out.
I'll continue to work, but give me all the money I deserve. All right, let's wrap this up. Pac-12, week 11 picks, the road to the North-South playoff. Where is that? That's down in, is that down in at Levi Stadium this year?
In the Bay. It's centrally located for the Pac-12.
I like it.
You know what? Big week for us. We're on Spotify now. We got accepted.
We are. You know what I like about that is now I used to have to play our podcasts on like the computer. Now that we are on Spotify, you can send it through Sonos, which is amazing. It will annoy Char even more when I'm laughing to our rants and banter. So yeah, pick us up on Spotify, rate us, promote us. You were telling the story of when we first submitted, sat on someone's desk for approval. But all of a sudden, due to our listeners.
Thank you, listeners.
Due to the following. Thank you. We got picked up pretty quickly. So appreciate that to all our listeners. You can now listen to us on Spotify, stream us in the car, rate us on iTunes, still Stitcher, Google Play for all you green texters. It will be interesting to see here how these obviously Pac-12 games shake out, if Kyle can make up some ground. And then we'll probably get into some basketball banter come in the following week. So
get at us online, Twitter, Instagram, WST_podcast. Interact with us, banter with us. Tell us if you're going to any birthdays this weekend as well.
Yeah, who doesn't love a good birthday?
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.